Hey, what's up? What's up? It's your man Sam, host of Just Talk with Sam podcast. Just Talk with Sam podcast. Man, we got a special guest coming in today. Come to the podcast. Award-winning filmmaker Jennifer Takei. Jennifer Takei is she's coming to the podcast to talk about her latest work. It's called Photographic Justice: The Corky Lee Story. Those who don't know Corky Lee is an Asian American photographer who's pretty much at the scene of everything that has to do with Asian American heritage. He was based out of New York, but he was legendary. He was just about everywhere. And for about 50 years, Chinese American photographer Corky Lee documented and celebrated the struggles and daily lives of Asian America Pacific Islanders with epic focus, determined to push the mainstream media to include AAPI culture in the visual record of American history. Corky Lee produced an astonishing archive of nearly a million compelling photographs. With my buddy Jennifer Takei, intimate portrait reveals the triumphs and tragedies of the man's behind the lens, and she made this movie to really show that and her love for that, and we get a chance to chop it up with her. But to those who in the know, Photographic Justice: The Corky Lee Story will be opening in theaters starting April 19th, 2024. So before we jump into this great interview, we gotta pay some bills around here, and I can't wait to speak with her about this. But first, everything revolving around the Just Talk with Sam podcast can be found at your home at samshownation.com. Your home for everything related to the Just Talk with Sam podcast. It's all right then and there. And my eagle-eyed people, if you go to the homepage and current promotions page, you, right there. You can hit that donate button. You can give right back to this podcast to make this podcast a bigger, better, badder, greater podcast. And by doing so, we thank you for doing so. So please go to samshownation.com, hit the donate button, give whatever makes you feel like a good person. But maybe you one of those people who want a little bang for your buck, who want to show off your love, show off your wares, you can always go to samshownation.com. You get the store link. You get all your Just Talk with Sam swag from there, whether that be t-shirts, hats, swag, whatever you need. All you need right there is to, you know, show you the world that you really, really, really like this podcast. Speaking of the podcast, you can go to samshownation.com and hit the podcast link. And by doing so, you can check out all of your podcasts. You can listen to them all right then and there. Or maybe you like the podcast a little bit differently. Maybe you want to watch it, especially with interviews like this. You can always go to our YouTube channel and put in Just Talking with Sam podcast. No GN talking, Just Talking with Sam podcast. You can watch these interviews right there, then and there, and in front of your face. One thing you can do, but maybe you listen to podcasts a little bit differently, you can always go to wherever podcasts can be found, whether that be iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Spotify, wherever podcasts can be found. Just put in Just Talk with Sam, no G in talking, Just Talk with Sam, no G in talking, and listen wherever podcasts can be found. Before we get into this interview with my buddy Jennifer Takei talking about the movie Photographic Justice: The Corky Lee Story, we got a few sponsors this week. And the first sponsor I would like to talk to you about is the good folks at Honey. Yes, Honey. What do you ask? I tell you, Honey. You can't do no online shopping without Honey. Honey is pretty much the only sponsor that pays you to use it. So what we want you to do is go to samshownation.com. You click the Honey link, and Honey helps you with online shopping. What's Honey, you ask? Honey, when you download it to your phone or your PC, or and if for over 500,000 retailers, and Honey gives you the code, save you some money for all your online shopping. Save yourself some money by getting that Honey. The best way you can get that Honey is go to samshownation.com, your home for and you go to the current promotions page and just click the Honey link and thank me later. So please save yourself some money and get that Honey by going to samshownation.com, clicking the Honey link on the current promotions page. The next sponsor is the good folks at M&M's. Look, guys, Mother's Day is right around the corner. And since Mother's Day is right around the corner, you want to do something good for your mom. See, M&M's are reminding you that not two moms are the same. Their chocolate doesn't have to be either. So you can get them a ton of gifts. Like some of the mothers in your life, whether that be personalized gift boxes, personalized gift jars, and my personal favorite for some of the moms in my life, I bought these, personal mom M&M's dispensers. I don't care what your mom says, she wants some chocolate. I don't know how, I don't know when, it just goes right there. Should she have it or not, that's a whole different thing. But be the good kid and go ahead and get the mom of your life some M&M's. And the best way to do it is going to samshownation.com and click on the current promotion page, click the M&M's link. And if you hurry today, they have a flash sale, 20% off site-wide. So please, get on it. Mother's Day is right around the corner. Show your mom some love by getting her some M&M's. By going to samshownation.com, clicking the M&M's link. And if you hurry up, you can jump in on their flash sale, which is 20% off all items site-wide. And lastly, certainly not leastly, the good folks at Target. Look, Circle Week just ended, but Target still got the deals, and Target wants you to get ready to soak up some sun. Summer is right around the corner. Summer is happening. Oh, yes. So, Target, by going to samshownation.com, you click that Target link, they just want you to be prepared. So, Target wants you to soak up some sun. Maybe you need some outdoor toys for the kids. You're doing it outside now. Maybe, you know, you want to get them new swim styles. You want to show off that body you was working on all winter. So you could get your beach bods and the beach styles with all your swimwear needs. You know who got it? Target. And if you like me, you want to jump on them patio picks. You can get outside. You can chill. I stay in the Midwest. So every day of summer is just plain precious to me. So get those patio picks. And if you really like me, you want to get those good and gather grilling faves. Whether it be spices, seasoning, veggies, the good folks at Good and Gather, exclusively through Target, got you for whatever you need to put on the grill. And Target got you covered, and the best way to do it is by going to samshownation.com, clicking that Target link, click the button, and you can shop picked up at your friendly neighborhood Target. Yes, just drive and go to your friendly neighborhood Target. It's like, hey, Sam, here you go. And they can just hand it right to you. Or if you really get in gear, they'll deliver it right to your house. But the best way to do it is go to samshownation.com. You click that link and get ready to soak up the sun of all summer by using target.com via samshownation.com. So that's pretty much what I got for right now. What I'm about to do is reset these mics. I'm going to open this Zoom window, and I'm going to talk to my buddy, Miss Jennifer Takai. We're going to talk about the new movie, her new project, Photographic Justice, Corky Lee Story. And I will see you guys in about 90 seconds. This is Just Talk with Sam Podcast, y'all. Just Talk with Sam Podcast. Put your name on it. If you don't talk about it, be about it. I don't know this till like right now.
Seriously.
You on iTunes, y'all.
for it's obvious. If y'all just listen, we never write this out.
Hey Jennifer, how are you?
Good. How are you, Sam?
I'm doing great. Hey, let's get into it. I know we don't have a lot of time. We always start this podcast with what we like to call the over-the-top intro. So let's get into it.
Okay, I'm ready.
Thanks. All the way from Pueblo, Colorado, my next guest is an award-winning director, cinematographer, producer, and a proud dog mom. She began her career in news affiliates based in Denver. She was a production assistant. Since then, she has grown and produced news, entertainment, corporate videos in Hong Kong and New York City. We are here to talk about her Future Limp documentary, Photographic Justice, the Corky Lee story, making its theatrical release starting April 19th. Jennifer Takei, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for that intro, Sam. It was awesome.
Well, let's get into it. I read on the internet that you met Corky Lee while you were trying to find the restroom in 2003.
He gave me the whole history of the building being an all-boys school, and the women's room is probably on a different floor. And then I just said, just tell me where the men's room is. And he's like, I'll show you. And I'm like, who are you? And he's like, Corky Lee. And then along the way, he gave me all this history of things that he's done and doing. And I thought he was fascinating.
Well, I'm glad it did, because it turned into a 20-year project that ended up being this documentary. Was that the thing where, I don't know if you had to go or not, we were just like, I really have to talk about this man.
Yeah. Well, if you had the pleasure to meet him, you would know immediately that he is an interesting guy and immediately like someone so worthy of like a documentary. You just want to, like for me, I wanted to provide him a platform to get his message out and about his photography and why he did what he did. And I was, you know, I was hoping that he would be on this end doing the Q&A instead of me. But yeah, as the world works, here yeah. I am.
Well, throughout the 20-year progressions, I've heard from the internet, so I just want to ask you this. Are there other versions of this story?
There are other people who've done stories about him, for sure.
Okay.
This is our only film on him that's out, but there are other stories about him. And I would be the first person to say, by the way, like, our film is not the end all be all of Corky Lee. If you are interested in him, there are so many great stories, like whether it's written blog posts, teachers who have done like classwork on him or whatever it is, there's other documentaries, like go out and seek them out because they're great and they all deserve their own time and they're all a different perspective. Corky was a fascinating guy with many, 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 many different parts to him. And so, you know, we're just showing one side of this.
Well, one thing I loved about this documentary, and I hope I don't give too much out of the way, is that Corky had to sacrifice a lot around New York, especially contributing to the Asian American experience at all. Corky was always there. So did that play a factor in how he showed up, or was it just kind of like a necessary evil that he was okay to sacrifice?
I'm not sure that Corky looked at it as a sacrifice. Like, I think it was a sacrifice because he did not see his family as much, or, you know, he did not spend, but I think at some point down the road, he learned how to combine work with pleasure. Like, you know, like his social life became like the events that he shot, right? So he was able to do both. But for a while, it was just, you know, him like being a fly on the wall, going to these things and shooting them. His brother John Lee in the film says, you know, if you see yourself as a firefighter who, you know, you just show up. Corky was kind of that firefighter. Like he just, that was his DNA. That was his North Star. That's who he was. So he went, right? Like, I think there was so much pressure that he put on himself to be there and to show up that, I'm not sure that he thought much about it, the other things as being a sacrifice as much as just important to be where he was.
Okay.
It was just, that's what he did.
Well, one thing I want to know, he is the central part of this film. Did he have any input in the film or how it came out?
No, he had no editorial input. He did, I did let him see a couple of cuts. If he had said something like, well, I really hate this or that, like, I might have thought about it, but I would have thought of the greater good of the film. I would never do anything that was inaccurate, but if he felt it was embarrassing, I might think twice, but he opened up to me about a lot of things, about a lot of private things. He knew the camera was running. I think he felt comfortable enough that I wasn't going to do anything to kind of betray that trust. But at the same time, like, we talked about a lot. So, okay. And I think it was important, ended up in the film.
I love to ask this question. I want to ask this question before I get to another one, because I really want to touch on this, and I know we don't have a ton of time. But one of the most important parts of the film is the recreation of the Transcontinental Railroad. Apparently, Corky goes there every year, or he does that every time. I guess what I'm saying is, the recreation of that, how important was that to him and to make this a almost annual thing?
It was important. He shot the first one in 2002 with what the organization called Overseas Chinese Americans. But that was, it was a very defined moment, but he always knew that he wanted to recreate it. It didn't happen until 2014. It took that long for it to kind of like simmer in his head, for it to move forward. The important thing to know about Corky is, not just a guy that shows up and shoots. Like, he organized that. He thoughtfully put that together. He helped organize the buses, like all these organizations came in and helped him, but he very much was that community organizer mentality that he started off in the 70s as. And so, yeah, that's why it happened. But it was on the 145th anniversary, and he always knew he'd take it to the 150th, which was in 2019. And then, of course, the pandemic was in 2020. So I don't know if everyone would have shown up for 2020, but I think they would have.
Okay. After watching this film, you've gotten, just personally, Jennifer, you have gotten a ton of support from it. Senator John Liu has tweeted about it. And one thing that was shown on camera, that Corky was a big inspiration to the Asian community and yourself personally. What was the best lesson, I would say, that you learned while making this film?
I love the Pan-Asian aspect of the 70s, of the Asian American movement. I love, like, Corky's crossing cultural boundaries with his photos. I think that was a really remarkable thing that he did that no one else was doing back then. We were very much like Chinese American, Japanese American, Filipino American. Like, everyone kind of just had their groups, but Corky was like moving through those cultural boundaries and taking photos. And he really had to like show up and like get their respect, and, you know, and really just kind of like show that he was trying to do something for good. I think that is such an important message for today. This whole idea of inclusion and Pan-Asianness is a really good thing.
Okay. Now, again, you took 20 years to make this project, right?
No, 18, but yeah. 20.
Okay. All right. And you boiled it down to about 90 minutes. I have to ask, Jennifer, what was something left on the cutting room floor that you were just like, I wish I could have put that in there, or, oh, I wish I could have elaborated a little bit more on this? What was left out?
There was so much history that was important to Corky. Corky was a history buff, right? He was a history major in college, and he loved history. And I loved like this little things that he would say about history all the time, like that just were so obscure in our world, but in his world, it was like so everyday, and he made it so germane. Like, he could talk about, like Wong Kim Ark was the guy who was responsible for the 14th Amendment that allows you to, essentially you can have a child in, the U.S. and it's an American, you know, citizen, right?
It
all stems from the 1882 Exclusion Act, which was when, you know, they excluded the Chinese from coming to America, but also the Chinese who were in America from becoming naturalized citizens. And it's like these kind of things, like Corky would say every day, that I really kind of wanted to put into a film. And at one point we did have a film with Wong Chin Fu, was the guy who wrote a newspaper called Chinese American, was the first guy to coin it. All of this kind of history that Corky used to say all the time was in a film, was when, in one of our versions. But that, yeah, it got too obscure, and it was like, you know, you have to make it palatable for the average person. So we did kind of have to cut some of that stuff out. But you get the gist, that importance of, like, AAPI history was important to him.
Well, I loved it, and I know we're up against it, so I got one more question left. What did you want people to experience from this film? I want to ask you as a director, because I enjoyed it. I opened up a lot of stuff I didn't think I knew. I knew of Quirky Lee from school, but it was just kind of like, all right, here's Quirky Lee. And that was it. That's all I got. So what do you want from people to take from this film?
Yeah, so I guess I want people to know Quirky, and I think Quirky is such an incredible character because he's so charming, so full of life, so knowledgeable, that if we successfully made you care about Quirky in the film, you would therefore care about the topics that Quirky cared about. And that really would be what I hope that you pull from the film.
Okay. Well, Jennifer, this has been awesome. I know we didn't have a ton of time, but I loved it. Again, it's called Photographic Justice, the Quirky Lee Story, starting April 19th. It's going to make its theatrical release, and from there, it's just going to blow up. You've been doing the independent stuff, Doc NYC. The film is out there. It's worth taking a look, and thank you so much for just giving us a little bit of your time, and you're welcome back anytime you want to come on the podcast and chop it up.
Thank you so much, Sam. I appreciate it. I appreciate you, and I appreciate your time, and I appreciate your podcast. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Jennifer. You have a great day.
Bye.
And there you have it. That was my buddy, Jennifer Takei, with her new project, Photographic Justice, the Quirky Lee Story. It opens in theaters starting April 19th, 2024. Great conversation. Those who want to see this conversation, you can always go to samshownation.com. You can hear wherever podcasts can be found, and you can actually see it. You can see it. If you go to our YouTube page and click the link, you can see the interview right there. Just Talk with Sam, no G and Talking. Just Talk with Sam podcast, no G and Talking, on our YouTube page. And I want to thank her for showing up. It was a great documentary, and it was 90 minutes, but it should have been longer. And quite honestly, I learned a whole lot. I can't wait for her to show back up, chop it up with us again. But this was a relatively short podcast. You know, I've been doing them lately for a second, but if you're still in a podcast mood, I know two good ones. You want to check out my man, Mark. He is the host of My Worst Holiday on the Mosaic Network. Check him out. It's always a good time. Great storytelling podcast. I love listening to it as I do being a guest on it. Great stories being told over there. So go to Mark by My Worst Holiday over there on the Mosaic Network. Good buddy, good friend of the show. He's great. Second off, if you're really in the podcast mood, I champion this podcast, but these are my guys right here. The good folks at the Act Accordingly podcast with my man, Bash and Z. Man, I'm sorry. Hey. And the great, yes, the great DJ M80. Man, it's always a good time with those guys. Please check them out. They are Act Accordingly podcast. They are wherever podcasts can be found. Whatever service you use. Oh, and if you're lucky, you may hear from my buddy AJ. He's been MIA for a while. I hope he's all right. So, there we go. Act Accordingly podcast with the good folks at Bash and Z. So, that's enough of me right now. All things related to Just Talk with Sam podcast, you can get at your home and Just Talk with Sam podcast at samshownation.com. Your home for everything related to Just Talk with Sam podcast. We are on our socials, SamShow11 on X, formerly known as Twitter. Just Talk with Sam, no G and Talking. Just Talk with Sam, no G and Talking on Facebook and Instagram. And you can always hit us up on via email. Just Talk with Sam, no G and Talking at gmail.com for your questions, comments, concerns, and everything else. We are all right there. You can hear the podcast wherever podcasts can be found. And our YouTube channel, Just Talk with Sam podcast, no G and Talking. That's enough of me for this week. I want to thank you guys for listening. I want to thank Jennifer Takei for being a guest on this podcast. And I will talk to you guys next time. Peace out, people.